Hello friends, Steve Murphy with you once again, welcoming you to a brand new week, Monday, the 4th of September 2023. Watch these weeks and the months just zoom forward. And this week's forecast with the stars, we've got a few planets that have been retrograde. They are still continuing that retrograde motion. We do have Venus moving forward, the planet of love and luxury and money. It is moving forward as of today. We still have Mercury, the communications planet, retrograde until the 16th of September. And we have Jupiter, the planet of expansion and abundance and good luck. It goes retrograde in Taurus as of tomorrow, right up until Christmas Eve, December 24. So there's plenty of action at the moment. And with all this planetary retrograde that we do see, it's just causing a few delays and even setbacks, or just making us think about where we're heading and reviewing circumstances. But it's not forever. Just think of these planets that are in retrograde. It's creating a leveling out, if you will, and balancing situations, conversations, and also our direction. So you'll find over these next few weeks and even the next few months, circumstances are all going to be leveled back out to how they should be. How is this week going to shape up according to the stars? Let's have a look. Aries, the start of the week has you focused on finances. Tuesday to Friday, get rid of things that are no longer needed. Even if you have nowhere to put them, just put them to the side wherever you can, whatever it be, mental thoughts, material possessions, arrangements that are just not going anywhere. Put them to the side and create a new playing field for the new to come in. Your day-to-day activities at the moment, they're busy. There could be some consultations with professional types as well. This is going over the next 3 weeks for you. Good luck, Aries. Taurus, this week for you as of September 4, Monday. Well, Monday and Tuesday will be about you thinking more about your own plans and your concerns. But generally, this is a very good month for you. Always is September. But a financial opportunity could also surface midweek and next week as well. So look out for opportunities in this area with your money. But generally, find some time for entertainment or expressing yourself or bringing in some creative energy, or you in turn expressing yourself in some creative manner. Good vibes around you at the moment, Taurus, so enjoy. Gemini, a surprise get-together can lift your spirits. Look out for surprise invitations. But I want to come back to your home. Your home life and your family is where your focus is committed and it's also strong. But this is also about you. And Tuesday through until Friday, Gemini, I think you're going to be thinking more about yourself and your own concerns. It's not being selfish. It's just by centering yourself and thinking more about yourself, you're able to program things more clearly and therefore be in communication or have better results with those you are intimately or professionally involved with. An interesting week, but your home life is your concern. Good luck, Gemini. Cancerians, this week there is much to think about your future. Could this be regarding your career or a work situation? Plenty of communication going on here, and that's the next subject I want to talk to you about, because a new phone or a new computer may be in order for many of you over the next few weeks. Even internet platforms, social media connections, it's all in the one basket here. So you could be looking at those things up for review, or is there more activity on these services? Interesting week for you as well. Good luck, Cancerians. Leo, the start of the week has you thinking about a work or career direction. Be patient with finances, as you could have some luck in this area. You won't have to do anything about it. Don't even think about it. Just take each day as it comes. This is over the next 3 weeks, by the way, but there could be a windfall with your finances, or there's something here that just materializes or comes together without too much confusion or interference. So watch things fall into place. September is a good month for you, Leo. But it's more about your money. But just be patient here with your finances. If there's any delays, we have got a few planets that are retrograde around you at the moment, but Venus is in the mix here. It's going to be helping you. It's moving forward this week. Good luck, Leo. Virgo, happy birthday to you, friends. An overall great week here around you that allows you to think more about yourself and your own direction. You might even be thinking that September is a little bit slow, or it's just causing you to think more slowly or clearly. You're not as proactive as what you normally are. This is a good thing. It's just allowing you to think carefully about where you've been, where you're going, where you are. And there could be some delays around you, but I'm not concerned about these. There is a fair bit of planetary activity around you at the moment, and it's retrograde, but it's correcting situations and circumstances around you. Key word here at the moment is you, yourself. So think more about you at the moment. You'll be better if you do. Good luck, Virgo. Libra, you're starting to get in control of circumstances around you. You may want to slow down a little and completely relax over this next 2 weeks. This is a good cycle for you. You may have been confronted with misunderstandings. You could have even been a little bit more withdrawn than usual over this year. Not as active as what you would like to be. You're a social person, very much so, a bit of a social engineer, as some would probably refer to you, and always seeking balance. But that's not the thing I'm talking to you about today. You're doing a lot of thinking at the moment, Libra, and you're probably looking to where you've come to at this point. And I feel a few things are ready for closure. So it could be minute, could be extremely humble, whatever it is, could be just a small thing. For others, it could be major. What looks to be running its full circle here? It's come full circle. I'm ready for the new. It's not ready to take you off into the new at the moment. It's you're thinking about it, but it will happen. It'll start to happen after the 23rd, 24th of this month in September, where we are now. But think about where you would like to be, where you're going, what you would like to do, and also what you would like to clear away. This is a time where you're reviewing everything at the moment, Libra, in order to set up the new. Interesting week. Scorpio, conversations with others will allow you to make decisions in order to move forward. Be patient if you are considering signing contracts or agreeing to any negotiations. What talks are around you at the moment? Your married life, your professional life, this also suggests partners, strong partners around you. I don't feel they're acquaintances. You will generally meet these people over the next few weeks, but Monday and Tuesday are about your strong partnerships, and this will be consuming you in the earlier part of the week. It does have a shift late on Tuesday afternoon, moving into Friday. So there we are, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is all about your communication or agreement with others. So there is another force here that you're facing that is in part of negotiation or looking to see another person or another issue here to seek balance or to see that things are moving along smoothly. It's not a week for arguments or drama. It's a week for agreements. And this is what you'll be looking at. Making sure that they're working in your favour, Scorpio, over this next week. It's not heavy. It's just there. It is what it is. But you're communicating a lot with people, whether there's new friends coming in or an invitation to involve yourself with a club or a society. You may even have more internet activity around you at the moment. But again, for you, it's a time of meeting new people or even strengthening your network. Good luck, Scorpio. Sagittarius, it's a big week for you as well. In fact, it's a big month. Meetings with people in power or even government departments can bring you results. You, granted, you may not be talking with the government officials or dealing with a government department, but there's something here in power that you must stay in touch with or maintain the relationship with in order to see continuity and security. So this next few weeks as well, it's also something about your working life, possibly your career, but it's a big picture here that we see around you. Where are you in this big picture of things? Where do they work for you? How do you work for them? What's working for you and what's not? These are all these things that are up for review. It's not a major thing. It's just where you are at the moment, ready to take the next step in progressing through the year. It's a busy cycle for you at the moment. Tuesday to Friday this week, your relationships, all of them, your focus, not necessarily overwhelming, but you're certainly in communication with them, and the moon in your horoscope is shining a nice light in this area. So look out for some pleasant conversations. Good luck, Sagittarius. Capricorn, you may be pressed to make a decision about your plans or your direction. However, more thought is needed before action. A week to review. Remember how I was saying about all this planetary retrograde that's around you at the moment? This is exactly what it's doing for you, Capricorn. You're just making sure that everything is written, everything that is spoken, to use a metaphor here. We're dotting the I's and crossing the T's. I don't mean to use a tired analogy, but it's common sense, isn't it? So it's just making you review everything that's on the plate of life at the moment. Where are you heading in your negotiations with people at the moment? Don't be too quick to rush in. There could be some enthusiastic people placing some pressure on you or driving you to make some decisions, but what is it for you? Where is it for you right now? How is it going to be beneficial for you, Capricorn? So you've got to allow for time as well. How are you going to fit all these things in that may be on the agenda? Is it an offer, a proposal? Are you considering moving on or advancing yourself in some way? How are you going to fit all these things in that will help and accommodate you? You'll work it out. It's just that these things are up for review at the moment. The week starts out in a fun way. You've got very pleasant stars around you, generally speaking, right up until the 21st of September. But there should be some developments here which will allow you to progress as long as you think about where it accommodates you. Good luck, Capricorn. Aquarius, the home and the family, even your own personal concerns will have you consumed on Monday and Tuesday, could even be pets. It's not overwhelming, it's just things that you're focused on or you're centered upon. Wednesday to Friday are your best days. The mood seems to lighten up. Whether this is children around you or creative activities or young energy entering in, or it's something that allows you time, that allows you to do something that you would like to do. You're going to be given that time and afforded that opportunity here from really late Tuesday through to Saturday. Good week for you, Aquarius. Pisces, an issue or personal concern may need more clarity before moving forward. Delays around you at the moment are asking you to think things through to your benefit. Don't rush anything here, Pisces. And of course, the planets that are around you at the moment, particularly in your sign, which are retrograde, aren't allowing you really to push anything through with gusto. They're creating an energy, really, that's making you think carefully about what you're doing. But a few things should come to a head here. There are some things that are working and some things that are not. What is not working will take another couple of months for you to further review, but you'll be able to make up your mind certainly here in the early part of November, but that's going to be more for future forecasts further down the street. Just one more thing here. You could find an ideal purchase or something that you're drawn towards. I was talking about this in my last report with you, my written one particularly. But this week and moving into next, there could be something of an acquisition or an ideal purchase or something that just pleases you. Or are you wishing to offload something in order to get a return on it? interesting stars, but it centres around financial benefit and peace of mind. Good luck, Pisces. Well, that's the stars for this week. They're moving along quickly, aren't they, as we go through the weeks, despite that planetary retrograde activity, but it's just causing us to think a little more carefully about where we are. And with where we are right now, right up until the 16th of September, perhaps a few days later, there is an element of luck around everybody at the moment. So watch just things fall into place, or if they don't, they're ready to be discarded. This is Steve Murphy. Thanks for listening in, friends. I'll see you again next week. Have a great week ahead. I'll leave you with my favourite saying, as always, what you want, it wants you to. Bye now.